Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design, thoughtful construction, and little details that make life in your space easier. And now they're bringing that comfort and style outside with their outdoor collection. Burrow's outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry stain-resistant foam cushions. As always, you get free shipping on every order. Get 15% off at burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
We're going deep and we're going hard.
Hi, little baby boys.
Hey there, cute little baby boys.
Little baby boys and girls. That's what we should call our fans.
Little baby boys.
The Joes here to tuck you in tonight.
I would not. Nah.
You don't like it?
It's a little odd. I'll just say that.
What would you prefer?
I don't know. For some reason, whenever you said little baby boys, I was just kind of thinking of like little men. So like,
hello midgets, hello little people out there. Yeah.
Sup, little men, half men.
This is a podcast. Two and a half men. This is a podcast for the vertically challenged, and only them.
Because we are most definitely vertically challenged.
Yes.
Just barely made the 6-foot mark. Still vertically challenged.
Yeah.
It's a shame.
Are you 6 foot?
I'm like right there.
Yeah, me too.
I'm
not at 6 foot though.
I'm like 5'11 3/4".
Yeah.
I'm just barely making it. But
I'm not a liar though, so I tell people I'm like, yeah. Nah, dude.
This is what I say. Because the thing is, my dad is 6 feet tall, and my brother is like 6'1". But I'm like just a little bit taller than my dad. Or, you know, depending on the shoes I'm wearing, or if I'm not wearing shoes, I'm like just as tall as him. And yeah. I went to get my when you turn 21, you get your new license. When I was getting that, the guy was asking for the height, and I was like, what do you think, 5'11 or 6 foot? And I was standing at that where you take your picture, and he's like, 6 foot. And I'm like, all right. I'm 6 feet tall then.
Dude, I told
man behind the counter, he's speaking the truth.
My when I got my like first license, I told them, they were like, what's your height? I was like, Fuck it, say 6'3". They're like, all right, and they put it on there.
I was
I'm
say
like, I'm
they
clearly
don't
not
care.
6'3". No, they don't
They don't
care.
care. But yeah.
It's not like the cops are gonna be like, we're looking for a 6'3" white male. Blue eyes, blonde hair.
Yeah.
But he's 6'3".
Fits the perfect
People look
description
out
of a
for
Nazi.
yeah. He's Aryan. Keep on the lookout for a guy who's
Pure
6'3".
Aryan blood. I can just tell from this picture.
Hitler would have loved him.
They call him Little AH.
Anyways, look out for that 6'3" guy. He crashed into a daycare. Over out.
I remember one of my buddies who is a lot shorter than me. Like he's a solid 5'9", maybe 5'10". And I remember he was like, "You're not 6 foot." And I'm like, "I'm taller than you. I don't give a fuck. I'm looking down at you right now,
Yeah.
little man."
Dude,
I
people.
call him little man all the time.
Do you. Oh, fuck. What was his. I can't remember his name. Do you remember the guy at FedEx who. He was very short. Like, he was shorter than Alex.
I was about to say Alex.
And no, not Alex.
Shorter than
The other
Alex?
guy. Like, bearded. Always wore a hat. He wasn't. He came in there later, like it was like right. He was there like a month before I left. I can't remember his name.
No.
Oh, Wyatt. Shit, probably shouldn't have said that on here.
Oh, yeah. Why can't you say his name?
No, I guess we can.
We're
Who
not
cares?
employed there anymore.
It's true. No, but he could sue us because he would be the one to sue us and be like, they
True.
called me short. Because he would always,
Dude.
because you know how we would talk. We would, point out any imperfection on anyone.
Yeah.
Like, dude, you're fucking gay for being that.
Fucking snap your neck.
Like, we called
No.
Alex a fucking leprechaun, and
Hey.
Wyatt he would get so sensitive. Like, even if you didn't say it to him, he'd be like, you shouldn't make fun of people's height when he's like the shortest person there.
Yeah.
Dude, shut the fuck up.
Remember when he, although you might have been gone. I can't remember. When he was gone for like half a year.
Oh, yeah, because he was dying. Holy shit. That's why it's hard to remember him. He wasn't there at
He was
the time.
barely there. He was
He broke
there.
his back.
He didn't break his back.
He did something stupid. It wasn't
He
like
basically, I
he
remember he
slept
told
wrong.
me, yeah, he
He
yeah.
slept wrong.
He slept on the wrong side of the bed basically, and he couldn't work for what, 5 months? 4 or 5
Yeah.
months.
No, I talked to his buddy. I was like, what's up with Wyatt? He's like, dude, he just like
I
bended weird and
he
now.
pulled something in his back that was like, it was something with like the rib area, like behind the ribs. I can't he I he told me what it was, but I can't remember. And when he told me, I was like, in my head, I was like, really? Really? People have lost their fingers here. And they're gone for like 2 days and come back.
Most people have like hernias from 8 years
Yeah.
ago and they're still working.
Fucking what's his name? Shit. You remember the small black guy? He was there for a while. He was like I'm when I mean short, he's like Alex height. He's a little taller than Alex, but he had the dreads.
Oh fuck, yeah,
He was
I can't remember his
kinda,
name.
I mean, he wasn't ripped, but he was
He was fucking ripped. That was, wild.
Ripped. He was ripped.
He was ripped.
You know who I'm talking about, though?
I know exactly. Okay. Short, ripped, dreadhead.
Yeah.
I know exactly. I swear I should be able to remember his name.
I should just text Justin, but he's not there anymore. He left, like, right before I left. But he caught his fingers. I think it was him. He had his fingers crushed. He was in the truck, and he had it crushed in, like, in between the box and the belt or something.
Oof.
He was gone for 2 days, came back with, like, bandages over it or whatever, went to the doctor, and he was good to go.
Yeah.
I was like, dude, legend.
Yeah.
Amari.
Oh, that's, yeah.
His name, that's his name. But the other dude, Wyatt, had a little crooked neck because he slept wrong. Couldn't work for 5 months.
Oh.
But I remember he came back. He went back to work. Although you were there for that, I think. Because I think I told you. He wasn't doing any physical labor.
Yeah.
I was like, what? What do you mean?
No, when he was out, I was like, you know what? Respect. He gives a fuck. But then when he came back, he was like, I can't lift stuff. And he'd always... It honestly looked so fake. He'd be like, oh.
It was, yeah.
My back.
Yeah, because...
It's just my back. And I'm like, I think I was, fuck off.
I think I was either... It was at the TSA checkpoint at the front. I can't remember if I was leaving or going in. But I saw him there, and I looked at him. And I was like... And he noticed I was looking at him. He's like, you look like you've seen a ghost. And I was like, where? Like, I was kind of just like, I've seen you before, but I can't remember your name. Like, I kind of legit said, I was like, I can't remember your name. And he's like, it's Wyatt. And I'm like, oh, yeah. And I was like, where the fuck have you been? And he's like, yeah, I pulled something in my back, playing basketball or something. And I was like, so I can't lift up any boxes or anything. So they're going
to
try and
I'm
find
coming
something.
To work at the place that's where about you lifting boxes. Yeah.
I was like,
where all we do is lift boxes, but I can't lift any boxes.
And I was like, oh, okay, sure, cool. Well, good luck with that. And then I left. I think I was leaving. That's because I was like, all right, I'm getting the fuck out of here after that conversation. And then the next day he was there at the meeting. And he's like, yeah, I might be on your team again. And I was like, no. Brother, we are the ones that do all the fucking work here. I don't know if you remember the like month that you worked here before you know.
Slept wrong. Played basketball.
Shot some hoops. But we had the most freight out of every single line. Dude, I can't come to work. I shot too many oops.
He was talking about 2K. He's like, yeah. I was in the chair too long.
Dude, my hand cramped up yesterday playing 2K. I can't come in. Bro.
No, he's like, my 2K player is he has a back injury, so out of solidarity.
I mean look at him. He looks just like me, and he's like 6'5".
Black. You just see Wyatt on the jersey. He's just a 6'5" black guy.
He has a he suffered from a back injury, so I can't work for the next 5 months.
Yeah, honestly, I was I don't know why I was so retrospective, but I was thinking like him specifically. I was thinking about him like last week, and I was thinking yeah, I think he was just, like, full of shit about everything.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I think everything he ever said to me was... Because I was thinking about all the stuff, and, like, I never really paid attention. But, like, there was one time where he said he was, like, 6 years old, and he punched a doctor. And at the time, I'm just kind of like, yeah, that's cool, dude. And now I'm like, yeah, that didn't happen.
he probably just accidentally hit him or something.
Well, yeah. Like, and then he was like, yeah, my dad said he was proud of me. And I was like, yeah, that probably didn't happen either.
Yeah, you probably don't even have a dad.
And then, no, he's just never said that.
Oh, yeah. No, he doesn't have a dad.
No, he doesn't have a dad.
That's the truth. Not that he didn't punch. The truth is he doesn't have a dad. He may have punched the doctor, but the dad didn't tell him that he was proud.
The dad wasn't there.
Yeah.
And then there was another time, and at the time it just seemed like a weird, like, position to hold, where he was like, "Yeah, dude, like, I use Tinder, but I'm on it for love." And I'm like, that's not how Tinder works. Yeah. And then he's like, so all these girls message me all the time. They just want my dick. I'm like, no, I'm waiting for marriage. I'm like, this isn't anything a man thinks.
If you want that, go to christianmingle.com.
Honestly. No, but that was what he was telling me all the time. He's like, all these girls just want to fuck me, and they just want me for my body. I was like, I'm looking for Mrs.
They just want me. They just want me for my hot bod.
No, he would tell me that all the time. He's like, all girls want is sex. They don't want to get to know you. I'm like, yeah, you're not. It's not like a thing a man says.
Yeah.
Also, I don't think they're doing that.
I don't think he was getting any messages.
No, but it's also weird. You could just lie and be like, yeah, dude, I get tons of pussy. But he's no. I abstain.
It's such a weird, like, he's telling the truth about the wrong things and lying about the wrong things.
He's abstaining, but it's not voluntarily.
Yeah, dude, I'm practicing abstinence. Oh, are you Christian? Nah, no one wants me. I downloaded all the dating apps and I haven't got a single message.
His phone screen is just the whole screen. It's just.
It's every single dating app.
J-Date. Blacks Only.
Christian Mingle. It's not called
Blacks Only. It's E-Harmony. Called something else.
What's the one with the straight old people?
That's the eHarmony, isn't it?
No, they have another one that's like old. It's
on Farmers Only.
it's like retirement age and up. Like 90-year-olds can be on that dating app. I forgot what it's called.
When he's talking about the girls, it's that app. It's just like 70-year-old women.
You look like my grandson. Show me your dick. he's got Grindr on there.
He's like, it's not a dude in a wig. It's not a dude in a wig. It's not a dude in a wig. It's a chick.
God, I like girls. Girls only.
it's in his profile. I like girls. Oh shit!
Man, holy shit! That just reminded me of the fucking. So I don't know if I talked about this before. But I have a friend who knows a guy who goes onto, like, those furry dating sites.
Nice.
But he goes on it.
Wait, like, is this you? Is this just, like, a friend that knows a guy, but it's you?
No. I talked to him. I forgot his name. Oh, okay. But he goes on it, like, just for fun. Like, he goes on it as in a disguise, and he just, like, fucks around. But... And he's a little bit on the spectrum, so it kind of makes sense. But he goes onto one furry site thing, and he's, you know, doing the fucking oo-oos and nuzzles and whatever the fuck. And then he finds the mud butt territory.
The fuck is that? I don't want to know. I already have
What is it? What do you think it is?
Something to do with shit.
Yep. So these furries will wear diapers and shit themselves.
Okay, that's so much worse than I thought it was.
And you know, they're proud to be called mud butts and stuff like that.
That is a title that gains respect, yes.
Yeah. And I remember he told me, he was like, when I got to that point, I was like, I think I'm done. I don't think I can go any further.
Internet for today.
Yeah, I was like, I honestly have to respect the guy to keep going as far as he did, to find such a niche corner of furry fetish. But like, Jesus. Because we read, he showed us a couple of like the screenshots of the conversations. I wanted to vomit. I can't remember on the top of my head, but it's like, it's the typical furry talk. Just a little bit of poop and diaper thrown in there. I felt like I needed to take a shower after.
Bad as fuck.
I was like, well. But then the other thing was like, these are real people. Like the guy
that's the wild part.
The guy that's I'm talking to is just messing around. He's doing it to be stupid.
Yeah.
But there's people on there that are like, I like to shit myself.
I don't know, dude. I've never been that deep. I had my buddy, he's a big fat plumber.
Mm-hmm.
Or no, he empties septic tanks. But
same thing, but yeah.
So like we made him a tender. And you know, he was getting like, you know, one or two matches. Mm-hmm. And then we set it to men and women. And then it was of just the most heinous shit you've ever heard anyone say. Like, first message, be like, I want to lick your fucking balls and shove them in your ass. Like, shit like that.
Jesus. And, like,
gay dudes are so fucking aggressive. Like, out the gate. They're so aggressive. And then we would type back shit like, you look like my dad. I want you to ride me like he did, like shit like that. I'm a plumber, can I clean your pipes?
Obviously you had to go with that one.
And we give them like addresses of people we don't like. Like, come here.
No.
I hope some of them showed up. Just
that would be funny. You the plumber? Ready to clean those pipes for you? Excuse me.
It's the principal.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, guys, we did the prank. The principal got gay sex with that guy. All high-fiving. Senior's rule.
Yeah.
The principal got raped. Senior's rule.
Wow. Such a clever prank, guys. Our school only threw water balloons at people.
Yeah, we got our principal Ray. Sir Ray. Oh, shit. That would be a funny
prank. Yeah.
Oh, shit. Man, I want to go back in time and try and do that.
But yeah, anyway, Wyatt, little man,
shout out.
He's got that furry mud butt dating app on his phone too.
He's laying in a hospital bed somewhere with a Muddy Butt.
Muddy Butt mud and butt. A little pack of ice on his neck.
His
or no. He's got the Icy Hot on his back.
Oh yeah.
That's what he's got.
Like the scene from Karate Kid where he's using the cups, the suction cups. It's doing on Wyatt. You know, doing all that shit. And he's like, all right. And he gets back out there and he just sits back down. He's playing 2K.
All right.
Wyatt, son. Yes, Mr. Miyagi. You will have to wait till marriage. Yes, Mr. Miyagi. It would be fun. That's his dad. It's just some random Asian man. Yeah. Didn't adopt him. He just found him. Yeah. He's raising him.
It was just like a homeless
to
man.
Play 2K.
It's a homeless man.
It's a homeless guy.
Oh, Mr. Miyagi. What?
No. It's a white guy.
Yeah.
He walks up to him. Mr. Miyagi. What?
What?
No, kid, that ain't me. He's like, oh, man, if you were Mr. Miyagi, I'd take you home and feed you and clothe you, and you could train me to play 2K. Welcome, Wyatt, son. Welcome.
Quick, come on. I have a tournament to play at 2K.
Push it to the limit.
Wax on, wax off. What? We're playing basketball.
That is waxing his back. Wax on. Rip
He's
off.
Waxing his balls.
Jerk on. Jerk off.
Jerk off.
Mr. Miyagi, you're supposed to teach me basketball, not have me jerk you off.
You're playing with the wrong kind of balls, Mr. Miyagi. You're trying to play basketball here.
He teaches him the balls through his scrotum. He's like, now show me tickle. And he does like a perfect, you know, alley-oop or something. Yeah. He's like, whoa. There is a method to my madness.
Oh my god.
this should be our next skit.
Mr. Miyagi fondling the Karate Kid.
Yes. Do you think we could get Jackie Chan?
Probably.
To reprise his role. Probably. Yeah, probably. Probably. What's he doing? What's he up to?
He's definitely not creating a new Karate Kid or anything. So.
Is he?
Yeah. Him and Ralph Macchio are getting together to make a new Karate Kid.
Is it going to be a new kid?
I have no idea. Probably.
Probably, right?
It's probably going to relate to the Cobra Kai show in a way.
Okay, that would be dope. Have you watched that Cobra Kai show?
No, I heard it's actually really good. I just never watched it.
Surprisingly good.
So I remember it first came out when YouTube TV, or not YouTube TV, YouTube Red. You remember that?
Yeah.
YouTube Red was trying to be like Netflix. Yeah, I never got it either. But I remember Cobra Kai came out on that, and I was like, no, it looks kind of meh. I'm not paying for YouTube Red.
I mean, it's on Netflix.
Oh, yeah, it's on Netflix now. But at the time, I was like, nah. So I never watched it. And then it came out on Netflix, and I was like, meh. Meh. But.
I mean, it's like, it's self-aware.
Yeah.
It's very self-aware. And it's, I mean, it's cheesy at points, but that's the whole, it's supposed to be like.
Isn't it supposed to be like the old one?
Yeah, I mean, it's supposed to be like, it's an 80s TV show. Like, it's supposed to be like all those tropes.
Oh.
like supposed to be like when it's shitty, it's supposed to be like shitty, cringy,
right,
like.
Right. Okay.
Where like there's like one kid who turns into a bully, and like he even talks like he went from being a huge nerd, and then he just starts talking different. It's like, yeah, I'm gonna
talking like Chad.
Yeah, he's like, I'm gonna work out. Like he before he's like, guys, I don't know about this, and then he goes like he gets a mohawk, and he's like, what's up, nerds? I want to go beat up some nerds. Like, I sort of just gets a huge ass mohawk and starts talking different.
What's up, nerds?
He took like one karate. He took one karate lesson. That's all that happened.
What's up, nerds? I could kick your ass.
And then like, I can't remember his name. Like the bad guy from Karate Kid. Like the blonde guy.
The blonde, yeah.
You know, he's like the protagonist in this one. He's just a drunk because he lost a karate championship.
Yeah.
Like when he was 17.
I remember seeing that. I remember seeing that in the trailer when it first came out. I was like, what? So this guy's just a hobo because he lost like 40 years ago?
I mean, people even reference that. They're like, it was 40 years ago. Why are you still upset? He's like, you'll never understand what it's like.
You'll never understand how it feels to get beat up by a nerd.
And then Daniel-san is like a very successful like businessman.
Oh, he's not.
But
he's not a karate man anymore.
No. He sells like Subarus or something.
I don't think Mr. Miyagi would approve of that, but
Mr. Miyagi's dead. He can do what the fuck he wants.
Yeah,
but he's supposed to be like a dick, even though he's a dick just because he's like successful, you know?
Yeah, he's the corporate businessman that doesn't believe in Santa Claus.
Not even that. I don't know. I need to rewatch it. They do a good job of it, too, because it's just like there's nothing wrong with him. You're just like, yeah, fuck that guy. Yeah, fuck him. Even though he won that karate tournament fair and square. And our protagonist actually is the one who cheated, you know?
Right, yeah. Yeah, I should watch Cobra Kai.
I'm gonna have to rewatch it. Shit.
I did watch Blue Beetle yesterday.
How is it?
It's fine. I only say that because the one guy from Cobra Kai is Blue Beetle. Hispanic.
Yeah,
he was great in Blue Beetle. He carried that movie on his back.
So proud of Jason's son. I think that was his name. I don't know,
but it's fine. It's probably one of the better DC movies, but it's still just kind of generic and by the book.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's like it's about him and his family because they're poor, but the racist white businesswoman wants to kill them because they're poor and minority. But then his main villain that he fights is just like the opposite version of him. Kind of like Iron Man.
Yeah.
And it's on HBO.
Keep scrolling past
it. Yeah. It's one of those, oh, cool, Blue Beetle. Okay. But, I mean, Blue Beetle is one of my favorite DC heroes. I was excited for it, but as little.
Literally never heard of him.
Really?
Nah.
Not even like the old one?
No.
That was like a joke.
Nah, I don't think so. I just liked Spider-Man as a kid. I read Spider-Man comics and Batman comics, but mostly just Spider-Man.
Yeah. I mean,
never Spider-Man. Delved into anyone else.
Spider-Man, Batman, this.
They're the best.
They're the best. They're
the best ones. Well,
Spider-Man now kind of sucks, but still, Spider-Man. Spider-Man's sick.
Yeah, dude.
But I remember I had a. I should still have it somewhere. But I had a Batman versus Predator comic. Bro.
That sounds pretty dope.
It was sick. And I only had one of them, and there was like three or four of them or something. And he's like going toe-to-toe with the Predator, and he's like outsmarting it. But then sometimes the Predator is like outsmarting him. It was awesome.
That sounds pretty dope, honestly. I like when they do those weird crossovers.
Yeah.
Or, even when they're like, save a Spider-Man and be like, oh boy, it's the band Kiss, you know? It's like,
oh yeah, but it's like shoehorn in like the fucking. Yeah. I remember.
Meanwhile, across New York, it's like a Kiss van.
Yeah. It's like when you're reading the comic and you know when they put the ads like halfway through.
Yeah.
You remember the Got Milk ads?
Yes.
I always remember the Fantastic Four Got Milk ad. And it's like the Chris Evans Fantastic Four. All four of them are like lined up and they just have milk stashes.
Nice.
That's what that Kiss shoehorn thing felt like. You're reading and it's just like, whoa, milk stash.
Let's talk about those kind of advertisements for a second. So like the milk ads, and you see these more now of beef. It's what's for dinner. What are they advertising? Like just like milk in general? Or just beef. They're not advertising a product. They're just like, you should eat more beef.
Yeah, I think
you should drink milk. Look at the Fantastic Four.
I thought Got Milk was a brand. Maybe it wasn't. Campaign. What?
It's a milk campaign to get people to drink milk. It's a sly advertisement by Big Milk. It's just something with cows, man. What's the cipher for this? This is a conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
Cows. Who produces milk? Cows. Where's beef come from? Cows. You see in a tie in here.
It's for the younger audiences to increase their milk consumption. So that's
they want you to think.
Yeah. They don't want you to know that milk also comes from the titty.
Dude, kids aren't. Dude, comic books aren't for kids. They're for adult men who live with their moms. Okay.
Yep. We don't need any more audience. Milk.
We don't need any more milk. Mommy gives me milk.
Mommy, my mommy always says to drink water.
Mom, the Fantastic Four. They need more milk. Get them titties down here.
Human Torch is telling me to drink my milk. Mommy.
Is it for the Down syndrome to get more milk consumption?
Fantastic Bob. Tell me to drink more milk.
I was sifting through the book with the pictures in it. And there was a advertisement, the Fantastic Four, they had white on their lips. So what that means is I should be gay. Dun, 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 dun. My name's Timmy.
Timmy!
I was just an ordinary boy until now I'm faggot man. It's his comic book. It's they're all misspelled.
There was an AI cover of a song, and it was South Park, and Timmy was the background vocalist. So every 5 seconds you just hear, Timmy! 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 It was great.
Yeah, I'm just trying, like, anytime I'm just trying to think of, like, a retarded kid's name. Like, oh, Timmy. Timmy. Timmy or Jimmy. I think that Johnny Knoxville movie, his name's Jimmy, too, in The Ringer. Have you seen that?
No. Is that the one where he's, like...
He enters the Special Olympics.
Oh, never mind.
Oh, my God, dude. Fucking watch it. It's not as mean as you would think. It's very funny.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I...
No, it's not. It's not him just being like, look at this fucking retard.
No. I was thinking of this movie, but when you started talking about it, I thought you were talking about a different movie. Never mind. We're good.
It's a Jackass bit when Johnny Knoxville enters the Special Olympics.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, The Ringer is fucking hilarious.
Yeah, because isn't that the... I think I keep seeing the clip of it, and the he took all the... kids like oh, outside yeah. or something
when
and he's
fuck
like
did we get ice cream
yeah I keep seeing that clip and I'm like I should watch it, that might be pretty funny.
Oh, it's hilarious
because you know like half of it's just like unscripted.
Oh, I'm sure. And it's like it's they most of them in there are like actual Down syndrome people.
Yeah,
and one of them just fucking kills it. Yeah. And this one, he goes up Johnny Knoxville, he just moves in to, like, the Special Olympic dorms. he walks up to him, he's like, he holds up the CD, he's like, you scratch my CD. He's like, Jimmy, sorry. He's like, you picked it up in broad daylight and you put a scratch in it. Jimmy, really sorry. Like, they just bully him.
Yeah. I should watch that.
Dilly, like, what are you doing here, you fucking retard?
What are you guys, Down syndrome?
Were you a fucking retard? There is one point where John Aspen is like, Jimmy, very sorry. He's like, what are you, a fucking retard?
Oh, yeah.
Official Joe Show movie record for the week.
Yeah, forget Ooh. Blue Beetle, The Ringer.
The runner-up. And also Incredibles 1 and 2.
I didn't really like the second one.
I thought it was alright.
It was okay.
I mean, it was going on the trend of like... How about a woman in charge this time, fellas?
Yeah. Enough of that Mr. Movie. Incredible. How about Mrs. Incredible?
Look how terrible Mr. Incredible. He can't handle like Mrs. Incredible.
Look at that fat ass. He can't even solve a math problem.
He can't even watch a baby.
But now let's look at this.
Mrs. Incredible, she's out there. She's stopping trains. Okay? She's doing
Mr. Incredible never did that.
He never stopped a train. Okay.
I guarantee you if you turned on the original Incredibles and watched the first 5 minutes, you will definitely most definitely not see Mr. Incredible stop a train.
Yeah. Never happened.
He never did such a thing.
It's just it's like the lead animator like arguing before. Yeah. They're like, okay. Like you already made the movie, we're gonna release it. It's like, and I bet you didn't expect a woman to like stop the villain. It was like, oh, it's fine. The movie's already done. Cool. Like we're gonna. Oh, it's fine.
Oh, Mrs. Incredible is, she's pretty cool.
She can have it all. Look at that ass. Look at the body. She's had 3 kids.
The movie is called The Incredibles.
It should concern the whole family.
Yeah, but. Me too. Hashtag me too.
You know, yeah, that doesn't have That doesn't have anything to do with the movie.
Nah, you don't understand. This is like women in the 60s are strong. Or something. Women are okay. strong because of okay. hashtag Me Too.
Yeah, yes, thank you. It's fine. We bought it.
I don't think you're getting it. I don't think you're getting it. Hashtag Me Too. You get me? I'll get you a shirt. All right.
Okay. Yeah. Just.
All right. Who's your favorite? Who's your favorite woman?
Margaret Thatcher.
I don't know her. Name another one.
Okay. Michelle Obama.
Ah, she is just the strongest, and she's black. Isn't that great? Double whammy.
Yeah. And a dude.
Yeah. A dude in disguise.
A dude in disguise who wants to be a woman so badly because we're so awesome.
I know. If I could just be her, oh man. But I'm white. I can't do that. So
if I could just blackface for a minute. you do that in a boardroom. It's like, excuse me, if I could just blackface for a minute.
Excuse me. Let me just put on my other face real quick.
Just get like a fucking, makeup.
Yeah. But it's like it's the old racist.
Oh yeah, the red lips.
Yeah, the big red lips and like the what they do with their eyes, like the big white. Wasn't it like white around their eyes or something?
Yeah, I think so.
They do that. And they come in. My name is Michelle Obama.
Oh, Miss Obama.
Oh, I didn't see you there.
Michelle Obama is just like a disguise alter ego, like a superhero. It's a comic book.
It's an alter ego. It's just an alter ego.
It's just some woman like in the White House secretary's office, and she puts on blackface. She's like, oh, Miss Obama. And then she takes it off, and he's like, Margaret, you just missed it. Michelle Obama was just here.
Yeah, it's like.
I just wish I had time to thank her for saving those fat kids. And she's like Mrs. Doubtfire. Yes. Oh, I think she'll know. No, it's a guy. It's just a guy who puts on blackface and a wig.
It's a guy that Mrs. Doubtfires it, turns it to a woman, and then puts on blackface and another wig on top of that.
he puts on a Mrs. Doubtfire costume and then puts blackface on it.
I think Robin Williams.
Let's get Robbie Williams back. Yeah, let's get him back for this one. Where's he at?
Honestly,
it's just you, me, and Robin Williams in hell making Miss Doubtfire 2. That sounds pretty cool. That'd be better than heaven.
Honestly, yeah. I mean, we get to hang out with Robin Williams.
Yeah. Oh.
Like.
It's hot. I'm kind of out of stick, guys. I'm not a shtick. I've been here too long. I've done it for everyone. I've done it for the devil 30 fucking times every day on the hour. I'm so tired. Let me just put my tits
single,
on.
Every single hair on my body is burning away as we speak.
Oh, and I'm hairy. I'm hairy like an ape. Like that ape I was friends with. Michelle Obama.
Good morning, Vietnam.
Good morning, Vietnam. Good morning, hell. It was a movie I was in. The devil's killed himself 7 years ago. It's Robin Williams.
Hell is actually frozen over. Hell has frozen over because Satan has been dead for so long. And there's nothing fueling hell anymore. It's just Robin Williams talking to himself. It's
torturing everyone. Oh. Michelle Obama, more like, bitch, brother man. You know what I'm saying? Hey, brother man. What's up, bitch, brother man? Then something about Chinese people. I don't know. What's other Robin Williams shtick?
I don't. He would just put on an accent of any kind.
Yeah, just be a silly voice. But what about this one? It's some dumb bitch. Oh, Ching Chong Bing Mong is some dumb bitch. Asian dumb bitch. Good morning, Koreatown. Ha ha. Well, I'm not getting laughs. I might as well go and hang myself. What do you think of that? Get this rope. I'm going to get this rope. I think about that a lot. If like this, like how darkly funny it would be if just Robin Williams doing his act to no one while he's killing himself.
I was going to say in response to no one. In response to no one.
Yeah.
Acknowledging his joke, he's just like, well, let me grab my rope.
I have a little thing called Parkinson's. So I'm going to go ahead and grab my rope, climb up the ladder, boom, 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 boom. Say goodbye, cruel world. That is all Robin Williams ever did, his voices. I think that's all he ever did.
Yeah,
God bless him. I'll see him in hell.
Yeah. I mean, it's more, it's like, yeah, his voice was the bit.
Yeah.
Because, like, you've seen his golf bit on his stand-up.
Golf bit? I don't remember.
Like, how golf was created.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, that is carried by his voice, by his accent that he put on.
Yeah, besides the voice, there is nothing there.
No.
There's no joke. There's no semblance of a joke.
But it's hilarious.
Yeah, it's still hilarious. He's hilarious. A genius.
Yes.
He is a genius.
But like, yeah, none of those, like Aladdin, when he's the genie, none of that would have worked unless he put on those voices.
Unless he was just Robin Williams.
Yeah.
He's like, trying to be Robin Williams.
Sorry, Will Smith, but you're not Robin Williams.
I'm not sorry, Will Smith. You know you're not Robin Williams. You know damn well. You know damn well Robin Williams deserved to put on black voice. You come in here putting on blue face. Ain't right.
You think you just walk in here and just... You think you just walk in here and put on blue face like that? Jesus Christ.
Blue Man Group against Will Smith.
Just
blue face.
They're just silent and they're just like beating him up.
I wonder if that old blackface will become a trend in the future. Like I really like honestly, I think that like as a fashion statement.
I no joke have seen like. You know, people on TikTok, they record themselves like painting their face or whatever. Have you seen those?
It's like,
it's like some people do it as like a horror thing. Like they'll put makeup and shit
like
on
a face paint thing.
Yeah. Yeah. There was one where someone was like, at first they're putting blackface on, but they weren't done yet. And everyone in the comments were just like, whoa, 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 what's going on? And then, like, the next video or whatever, it's, like, the completed thing, and it's not blackface. I feel like...
Oh, my God, dude. That would be the funniest fucking thing to do ever.
Just put on blackface and be like, it's not done yet. Hold on, it's not done yet.
Not even that. Just be like, hey, guys, this is my new... This is my new channel, my makeup tutorial channel. I'm going to show you how to do this really cool look. It's very chic. I like it. And then you just put on full blackface, and it's the last video. It's the only video you post ever.
You just, like, you, like, pull your hair back, and you get, like, a bucket of black paint and just dip your face in. And as it's just like, you pull your face out and you're just like, so yeah, this is my new look. And it's just like streaming down your face and like into your clothes and shit. This is my new look. I don't know what to call it yet, but I hope you guys enjoy it.
At that point, is it even blackface? It's just painting your face.
I mean,
because I'm picturing like, I mean, yeah, I guess the like nighttime black and just having your face painted like that. Oh, wait, well, I saw someone do a bit about that actually.
What, like what?
I can't remember. It was like, he was like talking to like someone in the audience. He's like, blackface is wrong. I know this. We need to agree on that, okay? But have you seen those Navy SEAL commercials? See, you don't need the face paint, but yeah. If I don't have the face paint, you know, we're both dead. You're going to have to paint me up.
I've seen those TikToks where it's like they're putting their, what is it, the black under their eyes? That smudge shit. And he like,
I don't know. I don't watch makeup tutorials.
It's like football players use them too. So, well, they used to.
Oh, eye black.
Yeah, eye black. They're using it, and they like to go to pass it on to the black guy, and he just like looks at him. I feel like
that would be funny
as a white guy.
Oh no, I think I've seen that. I think that was Mad TV did that. It was again the Navy SEALs, and they're like getting ready to jump out of a helicopter, and the dude's finished painting his face up, and he hands it to the guy to his left.
Oh no, that's guy. No. It's that Rambo parody movie.
Is it?
Yes, because it's the it's one of the guys from Whose Line Is It Anyway? I think it's the tall, skinny guy.
Oh, okay.
He passed it on to the black guy, and he like gives him a look, and then he just passes it. Then he just moves it over to the white guy. That's what it was from.
That's a pretty funny skit.
Yeah. Fuck, I forgot. I don't remember who the black guy was in that movie.
Well, it's either Samuel L. Jackson or Denzel Washington. One of those. It's one of those two.
In the parody movie?
Yes.
With Charlie Sheen?
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't think it was.
It has to be.
I don't think it was Denzel.
There aren't any other black actors.
Let me look here. It's called Hot Shots. Jesus. Couldn't remember the name. Yeah, it's Denzel. That's crazy.
Holy shit. Knew it.
That's crazy.
Have you played Disco Elysium?
No, I've heard good things about it, though.
I just started playing it, like, yesterday. It's cool. I'll get into it. It's very fun. I don't know where to go. I'm very confused on what to do. I'm just restarting it.
I've been playing, it's called Lethal Company.
Yeah. That sounds pretty dope.
Have you seen anything about it?
Mm-mm.
It is one of the funniest games I've ever played. Especially with people. Well, that's what makes it funny, honestly. But it's like, it's a very simple concept. You and three other people land on a moon or planet or whatever. And you go into a bunker and you collect scrap. And the scrap is like, you know, legit scrap metal, or it can be like toothpaste or soda cans or like engines or whatever.
Yeah.
All you're doing is collecting enough scrap to meet a quota
and you have 3 days to meet the quota. And each day is like basically how many times you can land before having to turn in your stuff.
Yeah.
And I think starting out, you have like a, it's like $170 quota to meet, and it's really easy. But if you complete it, the next quota gets higher. And then after that, it gets even higher. And it gets like, the highest I got with my friends is 1200 something. But in these bunkers, there are these monsters. And the monsters are like, they're like creepypasta-esque, or like a folklore type of monster. Like there's a thing called a Bracken, or or the Flower Man. And if you look at him, he's all black, and he has like, it looks like flower or leaves on him. But if you see him in the distance, all you see are his eyes glowing. And he will sneak up on you and snap your neck and drag you away.
Damn.
There's another one that is like, it's a mannequin body, but the head is on like a coil. So it's called Coil Head. And that's it's like the Weeping Angels. Like, you have to keep staring at it. If you look away, it will run at you at like a supersonic speed, and you will explode. And so you have like monsters like that, mixed in with random landmines and turrets, mixed in with super goofy, wonky physics and shit.
Yeah.
It is so funny. And the, when you're playing the game, it picks up your mic, like in game. But it's like, say your friend went around the corner, or he started to walk away further away from you, it will muffle, or it's like, it's dynamic almost.
Oh, that's cool. I like when they do that.
And so there are, I forgot what they call them, but it's kind of like the head crab in like Half-Life. Like, they just snatch onto your head until you die. It's like this big worm thing, and it wraps around your head. And if your friend has, if they're screaming with the head crab on them, it's muffled. And then, I don't know. I don't remember how long they have until they die, but you have to look stuff up on it. It's very funny.
All right. And
it's like $10, made by one guy, and it's like the past like month, it has become one of the biggest games ever. Well, maybe not ever, but. It's currently surpassing the new Call of Duty right now, only on Steam.
As it should.
Yeah.
I'm skipping these past two Call of Duties. I'm waiting. They're coming out with a new Black Ops.
Yeah.
Said during Fallujah. That sounds pretty fucking dope.
Yeah,
it's at 4 years.
Yeah, I was, I got mine for two last year. Or was it last year?
Yeah.
And then didn't really like it. And then the new one was coming out, Modern Warfare 3, and it's $70. But the campaign is barely 4 hours. All the multiplayer maps are just old Modern Warfare 2 maps. I'm like, I'm not paying for that. That's stupid. So.
Yeah, I mean, that's what... It's probably what 3 is. I haven't looked into any of it. Yeah. I'm waiting till I'll go back and that'll take fucking ages. I wish they would just make a good campaign again.
Yeah. Well, I've heard I played the 2019 Modern Warfare, like the first of the remakes. Yeah. I liked that one.
Oh, I love that one. I played the fuck out of the multiplayer on that.
I didn't care for Cold War. I'd rather just go back to the old Black Ops at that point.
Cold War was a shitty reskin of Modern Warfare, honestly.
Yeah. And then I heard
a lot more sliding.
Yeah. And then I heard my brother played, well, he plays a lot of Call of Duty, but he said that Modern Warfare 2 last year, he really liked that campaign, but I never got around to playing it. And then he said the new one, he said Modern Warfare 3's campaign was horrible. Like, probably the worst one he's ever played. But he likes the multiplayer, and I'm like, I don't, nope.
I gotta finish Disco Elysium, because I've been meaning to play it for, like, 3 years. I also got Pathologic 2, have you heard of that?
Yeah, but I don't really know what it is. Isn't it like a puzzle thing?
I guess so. I'm not really sure.
Maybe not.
No, it's not. I mean, it's survival. I haven't gotten that far into it.
Oh, okay.
It's like...
Yeah, I've never...
The concept sounded really cool, and I'm just... I got stuck. And I was like, in a stupid way. Like, yeah. I think you just have to talk to some people, and I was getting bored. And I was like, I'll play Disco Elysium now.
Yeah.
No, you have to, like, get into this house, but, like, it puts a marker over it, but you can't go through the door, and there's a bunch of people standing around, and I guess you have to talk to them. And I was like, fuck this. I'm tired of reading dialogue. But the concept sounds really fucking cool. It's, like, it's three different protagonists. Mm-hmm. Like, you pick a different protagonist for each one. It's, like, a different campaign each time. It's set in the same village, and they have, like, this plague where everyone's going to die unless you do something. I don't know. It's supposed to have like 87 fucking endings or something.
Oh.
Then it's got all these weird monsters in it. And half the time, you don't know if you're dreaming or if you're awake.
Oh, that's cool.
And it got me... that part is pretty cool because it got me a couple times because the world's weird.
Mm-hmm.
So like when... Even extra weird shit happens. You don't think it's a dream, but it turns out that you're just dreaming.
Right.
Because you, the fucking start of it, it's just going back and forth between that for like 2 hours. And you don't know when the fuck the game starts.
Right.
No, that was cool.
I've been playing Dead Space 2.
Noise
and some Dark Souls. I'm always playing Dark Souls.
Have you heard anything about Midnight Suns?
Yes. From what I've heard, if you're a fan of those games, it's good.
Like turn-based?
Yeah, that party-based team, like that party. Like kind of like XCOM.
Yeah, that's the only reason I'm interested in it.
I've heard it's good, but it's nothing like crazy. I think there's some card elements to it as well.
Yeah, I see. That kind of turns me off.
Yeah.
Nothing's going to be XCOM. Not even XCOM.
Yeah. I don't necessarily love those type of games. I mean, I played Baldur's Gate, but I don't know.
There's only two games I've bought three times, and it's XCOM and Civilization 6.
Oh, jeez. I played...
5 or something.
I played Civ 5 once, and I never touched it again. I just could not.
I don't know. I don't know why I get hooked on those games.
I'm trying to get into... I bought a fucking
Switch so I could play it at work.
Yeah, I'm trying to get into Warhammer a little bit, but Jesus Christ, it's a lot. Have you ever looked into Warhammer at all?
I mean, I think we were talking about it, Maybe.
We probably.
I mean, someone else were talking about it. I don't know. Is it a shooter? What is it? Or is it like a...
So, Warhammer... Yeah, Warhammer itself is kind of like Dungeons and Dragons. Like, it's a whole world of shit. But yeah. There are different games out there. Like, they have some shooters. They have, like... I think they do have one that's similar to Diablo. But their main game, like their main style of game, are like, kind of like Total War, like armies and, strategy, like large scale strategy stuff.
Yeah.
But the actual board game is like strategy, like you're rolling dice and shit like that.
Oh my god, there's like 64 games.
You're looking at Warhammer?
Yeah.
Yeah. And
the fuck. Yeah, it's too much. No. Yeah,
it's too much.
Can't do it.
And I was looking at like just seeing what it's like for getting like a physical game, like the actual board game and stuff.
Yeah.
It's so expensive. It's like if you want to get like a starter guide or a starter kit. It's like $200.
Jesus Christ.
I'm like, bro, I just want to play a board game.
Yeah, I was looking into the Cyberpunk board game.
They made a board game?
That's what they based it off.
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought Cyberpunk was like an old... I think it was just like an old PC game.
No, it was tabletop, and yeah. Then why can't I think of the name? You know, the Witcher Studio. They bought it, yeah. Made it another tabletop, and then made the game.
Oh.
So I'd like to get their tabletop. I don't think I ever found it.
Sorry, my cat is climbing all over me right now.
You could.
Although, actually, my food's here, so we gotta...
Alright, yeah.
It's gonna end it.
Brother Phil Paul in the background. You don't want to pointing at the band now, okay? I just want to break up a breath now, huh? Fucking up the neck and the last out. I'm making it all what I came for, huh? I made the Bowman J cash out, right? Where I can't go chase at the top house. And if you want off, I'll have that. Last year I made a milli with my jewel, nigga. Split it with the crew, now we working no tool, nigga. God damn, I ain't bullshit. Like, what the fuck you gon' do, nigga? Never run, but I move quicker. I was raised in the zoo, nigga. I ain't got shit to prove, nigga. See, I've been trying to keep it cool, nigga. Fuck Hollywood and everything this shit about. I'm just here to get my checks and then a nigga out. Found him to see wet enough to fix the Cali towel. We my kids dripping down a pop singer's mouth. Foul. Trying to shoot the front on a bad mouth. She just wanna party up his ass out. Yeah. I just wanna break a couple grams out. Talk it up to neck and my lash out. I'm making it all what I came for, huh? I made the booth get cash out. Wait. We're at K4 chains in the trap house, eh? And if you wanna walk with a brass out, last night I blew an eighth with a fake bitch. Stood in line, you can still put me on the wait list. God damn, I hate the fake shit. You niggas know what my name is. Tat. Got a pile of niggas, fix that. Skinny nigga, I ain't really with the chit chat. Penny pinches always talking about them big racks. I've been trying to keep it cool, nigga, big facts. Fuck Hollywood and everything the shit about. Just here to get my checks and then a nigga out. Find them pussy wet enough to fix the Cali chow. We my kids dripping down a pop singers now. Five. Playing pussy, I be fool with you. Been the bus is grade school, nigga. Killers taught me how to move, nigga. Last year I made a milli with my joint me. We're trying to shoot a porno in a back house. Whoa. She just wanna party, get the Zans out. Yeah. I just wanna bring a couple grabs out. Huh. Talking up your neck, I'ma lash out.
I'm making it all what I came for, huh? I made some boom big cash out. Wait, wear 8 gold chains and a trap out, see? And if you want to ball, put a brass out. Call you hot, call you hot, call you hot, hot, hot.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.